The George Polk Career Award is journalism's version of a Lifetime Achievement Award, and this year's prize went to Bill Siemering, a man who played an instrumental role in creating the sound for NPR and WHYY. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt reports.
Bill Siemering spent the last half century deciding what to put on the radio. So does him winning an award belong on our airwaves?
I don't know if it qualifies as news, but I leave that up to you.
Well, here's the case. Siemering's influence can still be heard all over public radio. He came up with NPR's original mission statement and nursed All Things Considered through its infancy. He moved to WHYY in the 1970s and 80s, where he helped popularize hit shows like Fresh Air and Radio Times. People have predicted radio's demise many times over in Siemering's career. So, why does the medium endure?
Because there aren't pictures, people use their imagination about who's talking and where they are. So they own the pictures. The listener owns the pictures.
Now, picture this. An 84-year-old pioneer getting his due after a lifetime behind the dial. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.